Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It has no impact, though. Mexico scores a goal, they advance because they'd have more goals scored than Poland. But there's literally like fumes left on the clock. So figure under a minute to go, and I believe it's a Saudi Arabia kick. So it looks like you're going to lose the game. You're going to win the game 2-1, but lose on the fair play rule, which is what you described earlier.
Yeah, because they got
that
less.
That is a tough way to go out.
Because they got more yellow cards than Poland.
And it's a wrap. It is a wrap. Mexico has been eliminated from the World Cup.
What a disgrace this World Cup is. I'm sorry. It's a disgrace. You're going to get eliminated because of yellow cards?
I might remind you that you root for the United States of America.
I root for the United States of America.
Okay, so.
I'm also a fair guy. Mexico, our neighbors, they're our relatives. We share a continent with them. We're going to both be hosting the World Cup in 4 years. Our friends, our buddies, our pals got hosed. And what are you doing about it?
I mean, they didn't get hosed.
They got hosed.
They got hosed. It's a rule.
So every rule now.
It's not they invented the rule for this game. It's a rule.
I'm not saying they just invented it, but if this happened to us, let's just say, this is how we got eliminated, what would Craig Carton say? I saw you on TV this morning with your American...
You like that. The scarf.
Scarf. And all your patriotism, which I love. I share with you.
Thank you.
But what would you have said if Team America got eliminated because we got too many yellow cards?
That is a ridiculous rule.
Thank you.
But we didn't get hosed. Ridiculous rule.
Hosed.
Listen, score more goals.
They tried. They had one wiped off the board. Mexico scored the goal that would have given them the tiebreaker, and it got waved off because of some fugazi offsides call.
Yeah. So it's funny. So Poland lost to Argentina. I think 2-0 was the final, right?
Right.
And they're celebrating because they just advanced.
Yeah.
That's such a weird thing. They lost the game, but because they didn't lose by three or more, they advanced. So, like, they're all celebrating right now.
Crazy.
Argentina and Poland advanced to the round of 16.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
They got this dude named Lewandowski on Poland. He's their stud.
I like the fact that after this round, the knockout round, I think it's called, that now it becomes more traditional. It's you're just a bracket, and
win
you got to
win. That's it.
And there's overtimes, and then apparently there's a, what's it called, a shootout.
Well, it goes to 2 15-minute halves in overtime.
That's not sudden death, which is fascinating.
The sudden death thing is called the golden goal.
But they don't do that. They don't do that.
Not in the World Cup, they don't know.
So USA-Netherlands, for anyone that's going to watch the game, which I think is most of the audience, if we're tied 0-0, because that would be the score, they have an overtime.
2 15-minute halves.
With stoppage time?
I'm going to beat you if you keep saying it like that. Yes, with stoppage time.
So we get 2 15-minute halves plus the stoppage time. And then if it's still 0-0, which is likely, we have a kickoff.
We have a shootout.
A shootout.
Yes. Now, I'll tell you one even better.
Yeah.
The shootout, as you know, there's a little, they mark a spot, and everyone shoots from a stationary spot. Way back in the day, the shootout, at least in the NASL where the Cosmos played, the shootout was you started at midfield.
Oh, really?
And were able to dribble in. So almost like an NHL shootout.
Yeah.
So the player dribble in one-on-one against the goalie.
I like that.
It was pretty cool,
So how many rounds of the shootout will they play?
Five.
So it's best of five?
Yeah.
Best of five.
And then it goes, if it's tied after five, 1-1-1-1-1-1.
By the way.
So we have a winner.
As I was asking the question, I looked it up just to fact-check my pal over here. He's 100% accurate.
Yeah, well, I'm a soccer fan.
Look at you.
I got my soccer GED.
All right. So we're going to win 1-0 in a shootout. That's my prediction.
Probably not going to happen.
Why?
I mean, probably not going to
happen. Why?
Because the Netherlands are better than us.
How can the Netherlands be better than us?
We don't even know what they are on a map. I mean, it's almost like, you know, Antarctica. We have no idea where the hell it is or who lives there.
By the way, speaking of which, so last night I always like to go to bed with something on my tablet, some kind of video. I went to bed with a video about the special society that lives inside Antarctica.
Right? Awesome, right?
Dude, I had such nightmares.
Did you see the lizard people?
Well, they were describing the rumors about it.
Yeah.
Why no one's allowed there. Admiral Byrd.
We are not legally allowed to go there.
Yes.
Now, explain that to me. There's no, it's not like there's a government that's in place there that is saying we don't let outsiders come in.
Yeah, but can I ask you a question?
We are not allowed to go to Antarctica.
Obviously, there's no flight that goes to Antarctica.
Yeah, and I'm not saying we want to.
And scientists have gone to Antarctica
to
do
science
research. Right.
Yeah.
If I got on a boat off the coast of Argentina,
because
that's map-wise close, or relatively
good.
Close. And I have this boat. I have this great boat, amazing boat. It's a fantastic boat.
Cuts through ice, which they make boats like
that. Yeah, I got a special boat. It cuts through ice. Yeah. It's unbelievable. I got all this food.
Yeah.
And I just start sailing.
Yeah.
Sailing and sailing, south, south, south. And all of a sudden, I hit Antarctica.
Yeah.
What the hell's going to happen?
They would shoot you.
Who's stopping me?
The people.
The people?
Uh-huh.
What people?
The lizard people.
The lizard people.
Uh-huh.
They're going to shoot me down?
I think there's like a secret governmental society there that is on watch. And if that boat, as you described, comes into Antarctica, that boat never makes it out.
They would just kill me.
Yes.
Right off the top.
Goodbye.
Interesting.
Good night. That's right. Sorry.
Huh.
I mean, that's the way it is.
Okay.
I mean, is there any other explanation why we're not legally allowed to go to a landmass?
Because we can't
world?
Live there, probably, because there's no food and it's really, really, cold.
But we're not allowed to go.
Yeah, because they want you to not die.
Why do they suddenly
And also, if I'm not mistaken, Antarctica is split up amongst like 10 countries.
Yes.
No one's allowed to have like sole control
it's
over
it. It's almost like a NATO agreement type
of
thing.
Yeah, so maybe that's a part of it. Like,
or
we
maybe
can't...
because they know that's where the aliens are. And we have an agreement with the aliens to keep our mouths shut.
I do admit that your reasons are a lot more entertaining than my reasons.
Yeah.
My reasons are very boring.
I mean, and by the way, if you go in that hole, beautiful, lush landscape.
Wow.
90 degrees, pineapples growing on the trees. Awesome. And the lizard people live there.
Yep.
One day they're going to come to the surface.
I do want to see the lizard people.
And they're, and they're like 9 feet tall.
Really?
Oh,
do they like us or do they not?
Yes,
like
we
us?
Have an understanding.
Oh.
Yes. They're upset with us, though.
Why would we do?
Because we effed up the planet we were given.
Oh, the pollution stuff?
Well, not just the pollution.
The icebergs
like
melting?
Like, we've messed up a lot of things.
Yeah, but why would it bother them? They're inside the Earth. Why the hell do they care?
Because they think we're doing damage to their place, too.
Yeah, but how's it damaging their place? They're
in
the Earth.
And I don't claim to
it's
understand
It's called the
all this.
Hollow Earth.
We're talking about lizard people. I'm sorry, I'm not an expert on it.
I think it's called the Hollow Earth Theory.
Yeah, I'm going to start watching more TikTok. And if I get an answer, I'll let you
Bro,
know.
Bro, you can go on YouTube. I was having a field day with this.
Here's Michael in Stony Brook. Michael, what's up?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I was going to ask a question about the Jets quarterback situation, but wanted to ask you, Greg, a question about something you brought up earlier. At 4 a.m., you're in what I imagine is the dark room by yourself, watching what you describe as a handsome weatherman athletically built from Atlanta.
Yes.
Fred there isn't,
there's
no like lotion nearby or anything like that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
There is actually. I have it right here next to me. It's Lucky Super Soft Daily Lubricating Moisturizing Lotion. It's gentle and smooth, soothes and softens, and has a non-greasy feel.
Well, good to see you. I'm glad to see you taking care of
me. Yeah, I'm taking care of myself. My skin is fantastic, by the way.
Excellent. Oh,
listen,
all right.
I do me one favor. Will you make me one promise?
Of course, at some
point, let's just say in the next week, when you have like a 5 minutes of downtime, I want you to go on Twitter and find Fred Blankenship and just watch one of the videos and call me back and tell me what you think, all right?
You're going to need lotion, too.
I'll go to the pharmacy first.
Go to the pharmacy first. I'm with you. All right, buddy. Thanks. I love this guy. Can you guys bring up one of his videos, please? Do you mind?
I like the way our last caller set it up, too. You're in a dark room all by yourself
at
4 a.m.
Well, Zach, 4 a.m., that's right. That's exactly right. First thing I do when I get to work, I watch. Here's what I do. No joke.
Yeah.
And you can mock me all you want.
Yes.
I watch Fred Blankenship's kind of motivational video of the day.
Right.
And then I listen to an Inky Johnson speech, like a highlight of a speech.
Right.
And I'm raring to go.
That's how you start your day.
Yeah. You know who Inky Johnson is?
No.
So Inky Johnson is this dude. I'm going to call him a cat because he calls people cats.
Right.
He's a cat who was a stud cornerback at the University of Tennessee.
Right.
Going to be like a second round draft pick. He's that good.
Right.
All right. Blowout game, nondescript play. Wide receiver gets a pass in the flat. Inky comes to make the tackle, and it just goes wrong. And he collapses to the ground. Like, legit, right? He winds up doing something like a once in like a gazillion odds that he does this. He basically loses the use of his arm. His arm is paralyzed.
Right.
His arm, he can't move it, really. All right? And it ends his football career. And he winds up dedicating his life to getting his education, graduating, and he became this like amazing public speaker. And now he gets like 50 grand a speech, like a lot of money. He goes to colleges all over America, and he gives you one of these like no BS, no excuses, you know, motivational speeches. And I'm amazed by the guy. I love the guy. He, like, I have great appreciation for great public speakers. This guy's at the top of my list.
Huh.
Mount Rushmore.
Really?
Who Inky is on? Johnson.
Yeah, who is it? I'm curious.
Current day.
Right.
Inky Johnson.
Right.
Look him up. Okay. Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen is one of the great command performance speakers in America.
Right.
If you don't like religion, I respect that. Or like his message, I get
That's
it.
Fine.
He is a great public speaker.
Who else?
Well, they're the two. Three, Barack Obama.
Candidate Barack Obama.
One of the great public speakers I've ever witnessed in my lifetime.
See, there's a difference.
And I'm taking politics out of it.
No, you got to. Same thing with religion. When he was a candidate in 07 and 08, number one.
Dude.
And when he was president, he was good. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But candidate Obama?
Yeah.
Like, go back and watch his speech after he won New Hampshire. Again, take the politics out. That was like, yeah. I was scintillating. So yeah. I agree with you. Candidate Obama specifically, but go ahead.
Like, I'm amazed by guys like that.
Yeah. Who else? That's only those three.
I don't have a fourth.
You don't have a fourth?
I don't.
I'll give you the fourth. I mean, it's not even close. I'm surprised you didn't mention him.
That might be your fourth. It might not be my fourth.
No, it's everyone's fourth.
And don't
fourth.
Say me, because that's nice of you to say it, but I don't agree.
No, it's not you.
Okay, good, because I don't agree.
It's The Rock.
Stop.
Dude, have you ever heard The Rock make
a speech? Same garbage every time he speaks. Let me flex my muscles and move my nipples up and down.
Rudy Poop and the ass.
I'm just Listen, I'm sure I'm blocking on a guy. I'm going to be mad at myself on the way home tonight. I'm going to come up with a guy. But those three, and I know you've never really seen Inky Johnson. You know who he is. On your way home or YouTube or something.
I'll check him out.
That he is. It's just awesome.
I will check him out.
So that's since you asked, that's how I start my every day. Fred Blankenship. You have any Freddy there?
Oh, you know what it is.
Oh, this is him?
It's Friday. The emotions. The best of my love. Oh. Doesn't take much. Make me happy. And you know what? Carabitten. Come on out. Carabitten. Come on out.
Oh, you picked a bad one. Anyway, it's every day. It's awesome.
That's how you wake up. I wake up very differently.
That's how I start my day. I have a turkey sandwich or an egg white sandwich with salami on it. And I watch Fred Blankenship and Inky Johnson.
Mm.
And no joke. I do it every morning. Routine. It's like a ritual.
No, I get you.
You know, the Navy SEALs believe you wake up every morning. The first thing you do is you make your bed. You make your bed every morning. Every Navy SEAL starts his day every day for life. They make their bed.
Right.
And there's a lot of reasons behind it. I'm not going to get into it. I start my day. I don't make my bed. I'm not a Navy SEAL. All right? Inky Johnson, Fred Blankenship.
Wait, that's the first thing you do?
When I get to work.
The first?
I shower.
Start your day.
I go to the bathroom. I shower.
No,
I get dressed.
The first thing I do, I have to do it immediately, is I have to brush my teeth. Because the breath
I do that in the shower. I do that in the shower.
Nah, I can't wait. Got to do it immediately.
Dude, I go right from bed to the shower.
I go bed it's right like,
it's like,
to
it's like
sink,
a 20-foot walk.
Right to toothbrush. Right to, I got to shove toothpaste down my throat.
Yeah, you have bad breath. You do have that.
I do. And I got to make sure it's clean. Yeah. Or at least attempt to clean
Evan's what we call breathy bro. Yeah, I've seen
Well, that. I'm always checking it because I walk around. I'll give you an example.
He's got the Listerine slips because he's got bad breath.
I don't just have Listerine.
Which is why your teeth are rotting.
I got two Listerines.
Yeah, two.
And I always make sure that I'm fresh. In fact, perfect time right now.
There you go. Here's Bill in Brooklyn. Bill, what's going on, buddy?
Craigie, my man, Pasta Pans. How are you, pal?
Doing good, thank you.
Stuffing my fat face with a hot mess today. Everything is all good.
Awesome.
Listen, Evan, before we were talking about the Jets and the primetime games, and a call before said to thank the Patriots for Mike White. Right. I think we could also thank the Patriots for having no more Jet primetime games. Because the last time I remember the Jets had one, Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts.
Well, yeah, that was a Monday night, but yes.
The Patriots, the Jets front office, they don't want people seeing ghosts. So that's
well,
why you guys don't have
I'd further that, if you want to make Patriot Jet jokes, if I'm not mistaken, because I've really been talking about Sunday night. They've had Monday night games. They had a Monday night game a couple of years ago against the Browns at MetLife Stadium in which Trevor Siemian started at quarterback and got destroyed. So they've had Monday and Thursday games. But if I'm not mistaken, the last time they played a NBC game was the butt fumble.
Butt fumble.
Yes. I kid you not. Now, it's Thanksgiving. It's a Thursday night.
Ago.
But that's an NBC Sunday night football on Thursday thing. And you can fact check me on this. That is the last time they played an NBC game. And it was one of the most overrated but embarrassing moments in the history of the franchise. So, there you go.
Okay. Sounds like you guys are in total agreement on that.
I thought you were going to comment.
No, I don't have to talk to everybody.
You've checked out of the conversation?
No, I was looking at a picture of Lloyd Daniels. But I thought you made a good point, and he had nothing to say back.
Thank you.
That's very rare. By the way, have you guys ordered me ice cream yet or no? That has not happened yet?
There's a ton in Evan's fridge.
Yeah, but
Evan's that he's been hoarding.
No, but here's the problem.
No,
Evan
not.
Eats out of it.
Does he?
And that means his bad breath. Has been
well,
on a spoon.
Not only
which
that,
has been on the ice cream.
Not only that. Here's what it is. Yeah. I'll explain it to you guys.
Go ahead.
Craig has forced ices and ice cream on me numerous times.
That's, I own that.
He admits that.
I own that.
I've taken it. I've shown respect for my partner by eating some of it.
Yeah.
And then I put it in the freezer.
What do we got in there?
And then I forget about it. It's been months. So hoarding would not be the right word. It's Craig pressures me to get ices and ice cream. I eat it, and then what am I supposed to do with it?
I saw a mint chocolate chip in there.
Oh.
Yeah, from
maybe
six
a vanilla
ago.
Bean. Ooh. So I could go grab them if you want. There's like three or four.
Do me a favor.
Of them in there.
Grab all of them.
Yeah.
But you got to grab me a serrated knife and a spoon. Probably on my desk.
On your desk?
All right,
serrated
yeah, I think
knife.
So.
Okay.
And a spoon.
And a spoon.
And a pair of scissors.
Okay. Are you making a bong?
Here's what no, but if you had one, we could talk later. What I'm going to do, Evan, is...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm going to slice through the frozen pint cup, so I'm eliminating your diseased mouth from the ice cream, and then I'll eat from that level down.
My diseased mouth?
Yes.
I have a very healthy, pretty mouth.
I didn't say it's not attractive, but it smells bad. You
does
just
it?
Said it.
No. It doesn't, because I'm always taking
yeah,
care
but,
of it.
But the fact is, if you didn't, that's like a temporary fix.
I haven't. Like,
you're masking the odor.
No. I'm anal about my breath. Hence why I brush my teeth immediately. I brush it three times a day. Hence why I have Listerine sticks with me all the time. So I think I actually smell really good, because I'm so making sure. In fact, my wife will tell you, our second date's over, I take the Listerine stick out.
Oh, come
she
on.
Thinks I'm going for the kiss. I'm not. I was very shy, Craig. And I just give her a nice hug and leave. And she's like, what's up with this guy? Is this guy into me?
Well, what do you mean you use Listerine on the date?
So as we're leaving.
You put a little slip in there?
I take the Listerine thing out. I have the thing. She's thinking to herself, he's going for the kiss. Never did it.
That's the appropriate thought.
Next date,
same
thing. It's just my habit of when I get up after dinner, I'm like, oh, Listerine stick time.
Yeah.
So eventually... She's like, I just don't think this guy's into me, or
makes
maybe
sense.
He's not.
Although you went on a third date.
I know. Then she ended it.
Right.
This is true story.
She was like, we're done.
My wife said, I'm done with this guy.
He doesn't
want to
kiss me. Right.
And so we kind of remained friends and talking, and then we rekindled it about a month and a half later.
And then it was
but
all
it
good.
Was mostly because she thought, what's up with this guy? He keeps taking the Listerine sticks. I think he's going to kiss me. Then he does nothing. So I'm not going to know for it.
Huh?
Oh, dude, my game was broken.
You had no game then.
By that point in my life, I used to have game.
Yeah.
By that point, my game kind of like went away.
Went away, no game.
Yeah, no
gameless.
Game.
By the way, and that's what I would think. Gameless, though.
But then when I did finally kiss her on date five.
What's up?
I say to her, listen, let me ask you something.
Date five?
Date five. We're right by the subway. I said, can I ask you a question? And she's like, of course. I said, can I kiss you?
And did you go, la, 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 la.
And then I'm a great kisser. Then I went in for the kiss.
Got it.
But I had to ask permission. That was my game. My game was, I'm going to ask her. And hopefully she says yes.
I mean, I would have asked for other things, but fair enough.
It was very romantic.
Fair enough. I think that's a very romantic story.
Thank you.
Yes, very nice. Steve is in Bayside on the fan. Stevie, what's going on, kiddo?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So Craig, I got to give you kudos, right? You got a state senator on. You addressed him. And you obviously have an end game, right?
Yep.
You want to find out about the Jets. And you want to move what you would say is your agenda, right, to try and get more facilities.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
You act professional.
Yes.
But you got this guy sitting next to you that's calling, what are you going to do, Mr. State Senator? Like, he's some sort of tough guy.
I agree 100%.
I'm not the tough guy. I want him to be the tough guy with Woody Johnson to convince him, hey, you should be interested in the stadium in New York. But that was my strategy.
So, right,
sorry.
The way you go about it is you call him Mr. State Senator 3-4 times and act like a guy on the street. Right. That's not professional. Look at a lot of places doing that, Evan.
But by the way, you know what I'm
going to do? Show some respect. If you want to move your agenda, you got to show respect the same way you want respect on your radio show.
Not really. I don't need respect on this radio show.
Steve, you know what would have been funny, though? It would have been funny if Evan had said, Senator Geary, you can have my answer now.
Yeah. It would have been priceless.
And my answer is nothing, and I'd appreciate you paying the fee for me.
I appreciate your feedback,
Steve. Good call on that.
I don't really care,
but I appreciate
it. You
should probably call him up and apologize to him.
Nah, I'm good.
I have cut the mint chocolate chip ice cream.
So what you did is you cut the part I ate off?
Yeah, because you're disgusting.
So then you went to the bottom of it, and now you got a fresh ice cream.
All right.
It's actually a brilliant idea. That's a brilliant idea.
I'm like MacGyver, dude.
You really are.
I am. I'm not good at a lot of things. I own that. But I'm like MacGyver.
Now, in this case, you are MacGyver.
This the Ralphs, the leftover Ralphs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a difficult cut.
I don't know how you can do it because it's kind of it's smaller in terms of height. So I don't know how you cut that.
I'm not worried about the size of it.
What are you worried about?
My concern here is cutting through plastic.
Yeah.
These scissors are not great.
This isn't going to work. It worked brilliantly with the ice cream. It's not going to work with the ices.
Yeah, but I do have my Trader Joe's mint chocolate chip ice cream. So there you go.
Nice.
By the way, want something really funny?
Yes.
So come into work today, minding my own business. I'm on Twitter, and the folks at Barrett Sports Media, nice guys. I like them. The guys I've met, I like a lot. But I got to say something. I tell a little story on the air yesterday, a true story, about how when JJ worked here, I once, tried to give him advice, talk like a normal person. Don't use phraseology that nobody uses, right?
Right, right.
I wasn't taking a shot. I was just, you asked me a question about tutoring like Pete, I think it was.
Yes.
And I told that story, right? They put it out like it's a featured news story.
Did they really?
Dude, yeah. It's like Carton takes dig at JJ. JJ refused to blah, 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 blah. I'm like, come on, guys.
They really have nothing to write about. No offense.
I get it. I'm a huge star. They like writing about me. Like Page Six writes about Pete Davidson.
Hold on. I'm looking at the headline.
All right, what's the headline?
Craig Carton. John Jastrzemski shunned me on radio advice.
Yeah, like they make it like this like a war or something. There's not. It's all good.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. No matter what I say, if I say it about another person in the business, all of a sudden it becomes this like lead story or something.
May I ask you?
Crazy.
I don't mean to be offensive here because I like
you're
Barrett
be
Sports
offensive.
Media, but
I like
those
guys.
Does anyone read that?
I think people in the industry do.
So it's like an industry thing. Like no one listening to our show reads that. Is that fair to say?
Probably not.
They're like, what the hell is Barrett Sports Media?
I think it's like if you're on social media and you follow one of us or JJ, whoever,
right?
And somebody writes a story involving them, and you're a big fan, you might read it. What did Carton say about, what did Evan say about, what did, like when I, the Boomer retirement thing, someone reading it probably said, oh,
just like that.
Yeah. And then try to read it. Yeah.
I heard Boomer this morning taking some shots at you. I did not like
Boomer took shots at me?
A big shot at you.
How's that?
Big shot at my partner. I heard it.
What did he say?
He made a comment about how Fox puts stuff no one cares about on FS1.
He
meant that directly at you.
First off, he wouldn't have said that.
He said it.
Secondly.
I listen.
What?
I listened. He said that.
What did
he say? He said they only put the stuff no one cares about on FS1. And he did it with this boomer smile where I knew what he was mentioning. He wasn't talking about anything other than his old dear friend Craig. What a cheap shot. Very cheap.
Guess that'll be in Barrett Sports Media tomorrow.
But you know, I'll tell you this, Boomer. I thought it was funny.
I guess nobody's listening because I didn't get any emails about it or tweets about it.
Nothing?
No, I guess nobody else heard it.
And Boomer, if he's listening, because Boomer does listen to us. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I talked to Boomer yesterday.
Boomer's probably smiling, saying, Evan's right.
He took a shot at me, but was cute about it, like didn't just directly come out and say my name or something.
Correct.
Got it. So you'd have to have listened to it, paid attention, and understood he was talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
is that what you're saying?
100%. 100% shot at you.
Got it.
They only put the garbage no one cares about on FS1. I may have added
the garbage.
I think I added that.
Huh. I guess I'll call Al Dukes and ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the Odyssey app never works. It's like I can go back and listen to it. What time of day was it? Maybe I will go back and listen to it.
What time of day was it?
Like about what? About 7:15 or so?
I think
8 o'clock, 8:30?
Yeah, because that's usually when I get in my car. For a few minutes.
Got it. Well, unlike a lot of people that work here, I'm not sensitive. Say what you want.
Good.
I'm all good. Good. But I'll say this. If he did say it, next time, I would just ask a favor.
Yeah.
Remind your listeners that I am on FS1 from 7 in the morning to 9:30 every morning. Although this week only till 9 because the World Cup saga.
Sure.
Because if you're gonna take a shot, then that allows me to promote it.
Well,
and I don't promote it here.
I don't mean to be a bad guy because I'm an independent observer here.
Yeah, okay.
But if I was taking all the different networks on cable that have sports on it, and I started kind of ranking them based on people watch it.
Yeah.
Like SNY we're on right now, it's partially because of us, but they also have the Mets. I'd put SNY towards the top.
Oh, sure.
I'd put FS1 certainly at the top. But at the very bottom of that list, I'm a bad guy. And at the very bottom of that list, I wonder what sports network I would put all the way at the bottom.
I don't know.
Which one would you put, guys? Any have any ideas?
Don't know. Hmm. No interest.
Talking to me? Yeah, I don't know.
Don't answer the question.
Don't answer.
I mean, would not be smart of you to answer that question.
No, I don't have an answer. I'm just more curious. I don't know.
Oh, you're just asking out loud for a friend.
I'm wondering. Because I do my own rankings in my head. Now, you know, I don't know.
Joe has a question.
Yes.
Joe's question is, Craig, can you do me and everyone else in the Tri-Series a favor and please punch Evan in the mouth?
No,
I'm not going to do that.
What'd I do today?
I do appreciate the sentiment.
Is there something that wanted
this? Here's what I don't get. Angry Face Guy on Twitter says, Carton, get your bleep straight. Inky Johnson was really marginal in college. He wasn't a lock to be drafted in the top three rounds, let alone be drafted at all. Well, I would disagree with that. Like, I've read and researched the entire Inky Johnson story.
Right.
And maybe coaches were blowing smoke up his ass, I'll acknowledge that. But his coaches told him that dude was going to be an NFL draft pick.
Hmm.
So there you go.
All right.
So I'm sorry that bothers you, Angry Face Guy, but I do appreciate your
input. Does Angry Face want me to punch you in the face for that?
No, he does not. No, he does not.
Just the other guy punching me in the face.
You know, the other guy wants me to punch you, but, you know, I'm not a fighter.
No.
I mean, not anymore. At least.
I'm trying to think of the things I did today that warrant punches in the face.
I disrespected
the state senator, according to our last caller.
You did, that's true. You talked to him like he was, you know, like what?
No, I was supporting him.
Here's Eric in Port Monmouth, New Jersey. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, Craig. Hey, Evan. How you guys doing?
Doing good, buddy. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, I'm here to confirm Evan's story about Boomer ragging on you this morning.
Oh.
It was exactly between 7:12 and 7:13. He said it.
He's got the exact minute down.
I was listening this morning, and I was going to call in and see if... But once I heard Evan mention it, like I said, I got to call in and confirm Evan's story.
And he said it the exact way Evan said he said it, or he said it. He said my name.
No.
Oh, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. All right, so he's confirming what you said.
Basically, I wouldn't lie to you. I'm right. Thank you.
All right, so he, my former partner and dear friend, Boomer Esiason, took a shot at me. You know what maybe I'll do?
Take a shot back.
I know. I'll text him and tell him that shot was inappropriate and not appreciated.
You should do that.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Okay. Oh, you have the audio.
Oh, the audio.
Oh, okay,
goodness.
Go.
So confirm it
you
even
guys
more.
Just love this crap.
Well, I mean, the guy specifically set a time. I was more curious to see if he was right, and he was dead on, right? It's at in between 12 and
was
13.
Was I dead on with my analysis of
what
he said?
Well, that we can be determined. I got the audio.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I would think that Fox probably is controlling some of this. You would have to believe.
Yeah,
I would hope that they could not have, like, you know, if they're going to put them on FS1 or, you know, where they put a lot of their stuff that they don't really care about, then that's one thing. But the U.S. team is not playing on FS1.
That's a shot. And you see the way he changed his voice. He knew what he was doing. I knew exactly what he was doing.
A lot of their stuff that they don't really care about.
You see what? That they don't really care about.
But the U.S. team is not playing on FS1.
The way he said don't really care about, it's like he was envisioning you.
That they don't really care about.
Yeah. Craig Carton. You all right over there chewing your ice cream?
Feels like we've played it enough, but if you want to play it again, Greg, I'm eating my ice cream. That they don't really care about.
They don't really care about.
You're right, though. His voice inflection changed.
Oh, yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Then that's one thing. Well, he knows where I work.
Yes.
Obviously, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, they put the stuff they don't care about on FS2.
That's right.
So now I got to figure out, do I respond or not?
Yeah.
Or do I just let it go?
You know the old saying.
Water off a duck's ass.
They go low, you go lower.
Oh, that's my life.
So go ahead.
Yeah, but I've changed.
I mean, I sort of queued you up a little bit.
If Boomer Esiason wants to take a shot at a TV opportunity I've been given and wants to do it in a silly manner, then have at it. I'm above that.
Who the hell is this?
I'm above that.
Who's this guy?
And I will not retort because then we go down a bad road. And I'm above that. I'm more mature than that. But perhaps I'll send him a text saying the comment about, what is it again? Stuff they don't like or something.
Stuff they
it?
Don't care about.
Yeah.
That they could,
I would hope
that
so.
They could not have, like, you know, if they're going to put them on FS1 or, you know, where they put a lot of their stuff that they don't really care about.
Got it. Yeah, so they're putting in my show there because they don't care about
the
it.
The stuff they don't really care about goes on FS1 specifically at 7 a.m.
Got it.
Specifically.
That might be true. No, all good. I'll eat that one, and I'll decide how to respond to it at some other, you know, point in time.
Come on!
I'm not, again.
Come on!
Listen, I'm mature.
He basically said you're a loser. That's what he said.
Is that right?
We need the old Craig Carton.
Yeah. Well, we might get it. You know, you never know. It might come out. Take a little stock, put that one away in a little cap, and at the appropriate time, I will bring it up. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I won't. I mean, maybe I won't. Who knows? I mean, maybe I'll get into the average age of the NFL today is 93. Maybe I will. I don't know. I mean, but I'm not going to do that.
No.
Because that would take me down a road I don't want to go down.
You don't want to go down that road.
Listen, that's all. That's all.
Even
that's
though
all.
90% of the audience wants you right down that road.
Yes, they do. But that's not good for me because I'm above it. I'm more mature than that. So if Boomer would like to take veiled shots at me because he thinks it's funny, have at it. I'm your Huckleberry, but just, you know, do a better job promoting the exact time I'm on, 7 in the morning to 9:30 in the morning, and let it be that. Like, if you're going to promote me, promote me. That's all I'm asking. Like, get it right. 7 a.m. to 9:30, although this week only till 9 because of World Cup action, which you can see exclusively on Fox and FS1. All good. Now, when it comes to sports betting, the best thing you can
really
do.
Care about.
Uh-huh. Stuff they don't care about. Let's keep playing it. Keep playing it. Got it. I did have a conversation with a new sweatshirt guy, by the way. So I may be back in
Fufilli?
The sweatshirt business.
Fufilli's coming back.
For your holiday gifts.
Good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go back down the Fufilli.
We're going to need that because it looks like the Phillies are going to have a big offseason. So we need that.
Why do you say that?
That's the rumors going
around. Are there? Those are rumors? Martino said that?
No, not Andy Martino. An unnamed MLB executive expects the Phillies.
An unnamed executive, according to what reporter?
To walk, was it Rosenthal?
Sorry,
was it Tassin?
A credible one, at least.
John Heyman? Yeah, no.
All right.
I don't look at Andy Martino. He blocks me. So I don't know. Like I follow him.
It's crazy that you get blocked by someone.
He doesn't like me.
That really is crazy.
Not a fan. He blocks me and the show account. But the Phillies will end up with an elite-level shortstop, probably Trey Turner. So as soon as that happens, we're going to whip out those Fufilli shirts.
It's
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Harton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
5 o'clock or 5:30? When's Wag Wednesday day? 5 o'clock, right?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, we got Jesse Switch stopping by. Excuse me, pardon me.
You're right over there?
Excuse you, jeez. Pardon me. That was me. It wasn't even Tommy that time. I do apologize for those of you listening with family in the car. That's the first time I've burped in 2 years on this show, and I apologize for it.
Yes.
What'd you ask me now?
I didn't ask you anything.
We have our final Wag Wednesday of the year, unless we surprise you on December 21st. With an in-studio holiday edition Wag Wednesday. And I'm thinking it might be Lisa Ann. But we'll see how it goes. I really have no interest in going down this road right now. Not your fault at all, but it's... I'm sorry.
What road don't you want to go down?
I know you want me to go down a certain road.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no interest in going down the road.
What? That's the all. Aaron Judge contract? What?
Aaron Judge.
I don't know what you're talking
8
about.
8 years, $300 million, and he didn't say yes. That takes some balls, and it pisses me off.
How important tonight's Nets-Wizards game is? Like, what road don't you want to go down?
And not even the fact that the Knicks beat Detroit by 30.
They crushed them.
140-110.
Dude, that game was unwatchable.
It was unwatchable.
So bad.
But they did what they should have did to a bad team.
Good job, buddy.
So I do. I will give them credit.
Amen.
Yeah, okay. Nick is in Brick on the Fan. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I don't know if you guys, if anyone's let you know.
Yeah.
But Boomer brought you up about 30 minutes after that again.
Wow, see, I missed that. Well, let me know. What else did Boomer have to say about my partner, who I fully support?
They were talking about going to Arizona, and Boomer said, hey, Al, you remember when we went to Arizona last time? And I was like, I don't really know which part. And he's like, remember you were sitting next to Spank, and he was sitting on a donut on the airplane.
What?
All right, so that's not the last time we went to Arizona. What Boomer's referencing is for the Giants-Patriots Super Bowl in 2008, which we'd only been we'd been on the air for about 5 months together. I had a hemorrhoidectomy surgery, and I was sitting in coach with Al Dukes. I had the middle seat, and I had an adult diaper on, and I was not sitting on a donut on the plane. I was sitting in an adult diaper, and I couldn't stand up because if I did, they would have landed the plane and thought there was some kind of bomb on it. So that it's not. We went to Arizona another time after that because there's another Super Bowl.
The 2000.
It was the Arizona Pittsburgh Super Bowl.
Not Arizona.
It was the Kurt Warner. Yeah, it was Cardinals Steelers.
That wasn't in Arizona.
Where was that?
No, you're thinking about the Patriots against...
I don't think so.
I think the Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl was the
one. Wait a minute. Where was the Cardinals-Steeler one?
No, that was the next year. It was 2008. That was not in Arizona. 2007 was in Arizona.
I know.
The next Arizona...
2008
that was in Tampa, the Steelers' cards.
The next Arizona Super Bowl
That's not me. Okay.
Was the 2014 season, and it was February of 2015.
And what game was that?
I think it was New England-Seattle is what I'm saying.
Got it, because we were at that one, too.
Yeah, I went to that one, too. That's the only reason I remember it as strongly. I went to Arizona.
That was the one where on Super Bowl Sunday, I took Al to a massage colony.
A massage colony?
Yeah, I went to a massage colony.
Colony.
And Al and I went into this little thatch hut. like two huts next to each other.
Right.
And, well, you know, you'd leave it at that. But it was an amazing 90-minute massage.
Did you stay for the game that year?
No.
That's an all-timer right there.
No, hold on.
That's an all-timer.
Did I stay for the game?
Seattle, New England. It ended on the pick. Not handing it off to Marshawn Lynch.
No, you know what's funny about that? I believe did we stay for that game? I didn't go to the game. Mm-hmm. There's a chance that we watched it somewhere and then did our show Monday from there.
Gotcha.
But I said no to tickets.
Gotcha. I have been to four Super Bowls, which is far less than you, in terms of being in the city for the event.
Yeah.
And all four Super Bowls featured the New England Patriots.
Oh, is that right?
Every one of them.
You saw the two against the Giants.
Against the Giants.
You probably saw the one against the Eagles, or no?
Well, which one? They played the Eagles twice.
So it would have to be the one in Minnesota.
No.
You went to Jacksonville?
Yeah, I went to Jacksonville when I worked at Sirius.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I was down there for that.
And the other New England one was Atlanta?
I just told you. The New England-Seattle one in Arizona.
Oh, there you go. You stayed for the game and went to the game.
No, the only games I've been to were the Giant-Patriot games. But it bothers me to this day that I need to go back to a Super Bowl and not have the Patriots there.
So why don't we just go this year?
No, because the Jets have to be there. Now my new refusal is
Let's just go anyway.
Why?
Well, like, why not?
I don't know.
I think we should go.
You want to go?
But I think we should go out there like Thursday.
And it's back in Arizona again.
Yeah.
We're going to the same place.
Why don't we go Thursday? We'll just do one show.
Right.
We'll do the Friday show and the Monday show.
So you're saying leave after the show Thursday here.
I'm assuming there's a nighttime flight. Maybe we leave a little early if we have to.
Right.
Get on a plane, go to Arizona. We do Friday show from Arizona.
Right.
We do Monday show from Arizona.
And then come back?
And then we come back.
If you want to.
Worst case, we have to take Tuesday off, so be it.
All right. I don't mind that.
How's that?
All right, I'm in.
I mean, I was just reading an article that we're doing really well. So, because we're doing really well, maybe we take a couple extra liberties.
Now, if the Jets or Giants are there, we do a full week.
Yes. Not Monday. We don't need the Monday show's
Tuesday?
Stupid. You know what we do? Here's what we do.
Tell me what we do.
We take Monday off. We make it a travel day.
Okay.
Make it a travel day. Well, we have that Friday off before anyway.
That's right.
Maybe we just go out to Arizona early.
Just leave early.
And make it a 3-day weekend in Arizona. Bang, Monday afternoon, we're right there.
What makes you want to go to the Super Bowl all of a sudden?
Well, I mean.
You used to hate going to the Super Bowl.
I do hate going to the
Super Bowl. Yeah, that's why I'm confused by you selling me on this.
Well, there are other entities that would like me to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Can I?
Not Fox, by the way.
Oh.
Yes.
Because I was going to say, if it was Fox, if I'm WFAN, here's what I say.
No.
Tell them to pay for it.
Oh, no. That's not a problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's not Fox. Yeah. I'd have to convince them that I'm going to be there. My life's very complicated right now.
I can imagine.
But look, why don't we do that?
I'm not against it.
You guys want to go? Well, I mean, you couldn't both go.
We couldn't both go.
Tommy, you'd have to come. And Big Mac, you'd probably have to stay here and run the board. But if you wanted to come and we find something for you to do out there, all good.
You could share a room with me.
Yeah, you guys would share a room.
No doubt. Bunk beds. Let's do it.
But Evan and I got all the dinners and drinks and all that covered.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
I'd love to.
So you guys want to go?
Yeah, the waste management tournament's going on the same weekend.
Yes, it is.
So that'll
does.
Be fun. We'll dress up like Mario and Luigi and go.
And go to the par three.
Yep.
Get drunk and shows your boobs.
And then we go to the game. I think it's the same day, right? The final round.
Yeah,
final round would be Sunday, right?
No,
and then
I think you're probably right. For some reason, I want to say the tournament ends on Saturday.
Yeah, well, either way, we'll do both.
But we go for sure.
I think that'd be awesome.
Why, who are we not to go?
We'll go party out there. That'd
be
fun.
I'll take you to all the Super Bowl parties.
Love it.
Oh, it'll be fantastic. We'll go to the Fanatics party.
I'm in.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden you want to hang out with
Luigi. Yeah. Oh, yes, my guy.
All of a sudden you're like, yeah.
Because it's not work-related.
Right.
Yeah, he's fun to be with in non-work settings.
When have you ever hung out with him in a non-work setting?
Oh, we've had times.
Give me one example.
Back in the day when
back
I worked on Boomer
Carton. Back in the day.
Back
in the
day. Party
don't
all the time.
Don't
right?
say all the time.
We did more stuff then.
What did you do with him? He didn't even know his name. What did you do with him? You didn't even know his name.
I took him places.
All of us went out.
We all went out.
When I brought up Loogie's name as a producer two years ago, your first response was, I don't know who that is.
I didn't.
And I said, but you
went to him. Because I called him a different name.
What'd you call him?
Molly.
Molly.
He did call me Molly.
I called him Molly.
The drunk reference.
I don't know who Loogie was or Tommy. I knew Molly because I thought he liked to do Molly, not the girl, the drug.
Gotcha.
And I'm not, I don't want to, you know, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, we don't
want to go. Unless the psychiatrist tells you to do it. Well, I mean, Freud was doing tons of Molly, MDMA, but, you know.
I find it very difficult to believe you and Loogie are doing anything together in Phoenix.
Oh, no.
No
Not
shot.
In Phoenix, in Tampa. We had a good time.
In Tampa?
Yeah, I took him to the Playboy party.
No, I'm talking about this year's Super Bowl. There's no way. You're going to ignore him.
He's
going to call you at 1 a.m. Where are you, Craig? You're going to, like, pretend your phone is dead.
I'll do you one better. I want him to bring his wife, too. Make a nice little vacation out of it. Go out as couples.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. Yeah, no, I'd have a great time.
Not for swinging.
Well,
your
I didn't
jackass.
Know. I mean, you winked at me. You gave me like a
no.
Did you wink at him?
No, but I did hear something crazy on TikTok last night. That if you want to swing, and you're at a supermarket, you go to the fruit section. You get a pineapple. You put the pineapple in like the upper level of the cart.
All right.
Like where you put the sheet where your wife gives you the instructions of what to get.
Right.
And if you put the pineapple on the left side of the cart, on the upper deck of the cart, you're announcing that you're a swinger looking for a good time.
How many times have you done this, Loogie? Have you done
Are
it
you
before?
Aware of the pineapple thing? I just saw this last night for the first time.
I'm very well aware of the pineapple.
Are you for real?
The upside down pineapple? Is that what I'm talking about? I thought it was upside down.
I just thought you put the pineapple on the left side of the cart.
It's upside down, Mac.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Well, yeah, I've heard on your door. Like, I've never heard the shopping thing.
Shopping set.
Like, on your door, if you have, like, somewhere on your house, upside down pineapple is kind of the.
That I did not see.
Yeah.
But a good tip. I'll write that down.
So you're going to go to Key Food tonight?
Dude, I would never swing.
I wouldn't either.
I think it's disgusting.
I'm with you.
Dirty. Oh, we really did have a good month, didn't we?
So we're going to the Super Bowl. All right, I'll see you there.
By the way, I think we deserve it.
Yeah, well, we deserve a lot of things.
Don't we deserve it?
Yes.
Huh?
The question is, do you really want it?
But I want it very specific.
Yeah.
Thursday, Monday.
No, I've heard you.
That's a wrap.
You even want that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why
I'm not against it.
It's a great location, too. It's Scottsdale.
Arizona.
It's not like Minnesota or something stupid.
Get some
sun. Oh, no, Arizona's a fine place.
I'm not playing golf.
You're not playing golf in Arizona?
No.
Okay. No.
Golf. I'm going to waste 4 hours of my life playing golf in Arizona.
The last time the Super Bowl was in Arizona, that year you mentioned, me and my wife
Was that the last Arizona Super Bowl?
That was the last. I think it was the last Arizona Super Bowl. We were together for about 8 or 9 months. We were getting serious. Yeah. So she came with me. We literally took one of the days and drove to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, of course.
Just to check it out. And it was awesome.
By the way, when we went out there, Al Dukes befriended a of age but younger Filipino boy. And
what?
Yes. True story.
What?
So Al decided, I think on the Saturday.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on the day of the week, it's irrelevant.
Okay.
That he was going to get on a tour bus from Phoenix, Tucson, wherever we were, and go to the Grand Canyon, like you and your wife or girlfriend at the time did, right?
Yes.
He didn't have any friends, and I wasn't going.
Right.
So he got on a bus to go see the Grand Canyon, but he didn't know anybody else on the bus. So he met a single Filipino guy, and he made a pact with this Filipino man.
What was the pact?
That the Filipino man would take pictures of Al And I would take pictures of the Filipino man. And it turned out he was like a 19-year-old Filipino, like college student.
Right.
At like ASU or Arizona or something like that. Nice kid.
Right.
And it was kind of like they were a couple.
I wonder, have they remained friends to this day?
Call Al up.
Do they trade text messages?
My guess is no. But I think they did for a while.
I would assume so because they probably exchanged numbers to send the pictures to each other.
Like, I'm pretty sure that Al, like, got him a graduation gift and, you know, that kind of stuff. Call Al up real quick. He'll tell you. But, yeah, it was weird. So he came back, and we were like, so how is the Grand Canyon? And he's like, well, you know, I have to say.
I met a friend.
I think I'm dating now. And it was really a positive experience.
Good for him.
Yeah, like, I would never do that.
Which part? Go to the Grand Canyon by yourself
sit
or befriend
on a bus from Arizona to the Grand Canyon?
Nah, I mean,
and befriend an independent, innocent Filipino kid?
Yeah, like, as much as I wanted to see the Grand Canyon, I did it in a rented car with my girlfriend, as opposed to I'm sitting on a bus and I'm friends with this guy.
And, you know, Al's such a quirky guy anyway. It was a very strange thing. Like, because he had all these pictures, and we were like, who took the pictures?
Right.
And he got blush red. And he goes, my friend. I go, you don't have any friends in Arizona. What are you talking about? He goes, I befriended a Filipino boy, as he put it. And I was like, please. Please tell me he wasn't like a child.
Right.
And he described him as a young, like a boy.
Do you remember his name?
Oh, I have no idea.
I wonder if Al remembers
his name. I have no idea. No. Al might remember the name.
That almost adds to the story, knowing his name.
Dude, he spent like 12 hours.
I know. I'm sure they know each other's life story.
You might remember the guy's name.
I would hope so.
I bet he has pictures of him on his Instagram account still, if he goes back to look at it, right? Hey, real quick, just one note. Deshaun Watson is going to Houston. And I've given this a lot of thought. You know, he returns against the Texans, and Busby's parading 10 of these gals who are alleged victims of his and the massage nonsense. And I just want to say this because I think, you know, whatever happened. He wrote a check to all these gals, and the case went away. And what bothers me about it is that if any of these women were legitimate victims of some type of sexual assault, which is what they claimed, I can't believe for the life of me that they would then agree to go from Jane Doe, which is how the majority of them were listed in the case, to protect them from the notoriety of being involved in the case, and go from I'm a victim to being paraded around an NFL stadium on game day by an attention whore, which is what Tony Busby is. He may be a very good lawyer, but he's an attention whore. Bring them into a luxury suite to watch the guy that allegedly assaulted them play football.
It doesn't make sense.
I'm having a very tough time wrapping my brain around that.
Yeah.
And while I don't know what these women endured or didn't endure, my gut feeling is that if it's 7, 8, 9, if it's 10 women who've agreed to be put on display and paraded around as the alleged victims of Deshaun Watson, my gut tells me these women were not victimized by Deshaun Watson and they were in it for a check, which is what they got. And I do think it does incredible damage to those who were victimized or future victims of that type of assault.
There's one woman who refuses to settle. And her reasoning is, I want him to admit what he did.
Yeah, I
respect
that.
And any settlement doesn't give me that.
Right.
He won't admit it. It's just, hey, you give me a check and that's it. And so she remains kind of consistent. I'm not going to settle.
She's the one
I want him to admit this is what he did. But I don't understand the thinking behind this.
No, neither do I. Why would you want to
watch the person that victimized
and
you play the game
point.
He loves, making tons of money,
right,
possibly having a great game? Like, what? Why is that good?
And even if you take the part out about, you know, them being paraded around, which is my gut, what Busby's going to do, there's going to be a press conference outside, and he's going to have them at the game, right? That part of it really bothers me, because it's very hard for me to accept that you were victimized, and now you're willingly going to a place to watch the guy that attacked you play football. It just doesn't jive.
It doesn't make a lot of
with
sense.
Being a victim. It doesn't make sense to me. And I think Busby has overplayed his hand on this one, and I get he wants attention, and that's all well and good, but he's not, but, you know, it's dirty to me, and I don't like it. Real quick, I got Al Dukes on the line. I can't see him. You guys brought him up. Yo, Al, what's up?
Yo, what's up? I heard you telling that fake news story about me and a Filipino boy.
Oh, it's not real?
No. We're not playing that game. Tell them the truth.
What happened?
Al, tell the truth.
So what happened was I always wanted to go to Grand Canyon, and when we were at the Super Bowl, it was perfect that we were going to stay over the weekend.
Right.
I had nothing to do on that Saturday. Mm-hmm. Neither Craig nor his wife would join me on a bus trip.
Correct.
A 6-hour bus trip, right? Whatever the heck it was.
Right.
To the Grand Canyon. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to be out here again. Well, I'm going by myself. And it was all couples on this bus, and I was there by myself. And there was another gentleman who happened to be a Filipino boy, as Craig said.
Oh, thank you.
So far, Vixie's checking out.
And, people wanted, this is before we had cameras on our phones.
Right.
So I had a digital camera with me, and he had his digital camera, and the couples were taking pictures of each other, and he didn't speak English. I didn't speak Filipino. We kind of motioned to each other. You take my picture, I'll take yours. And we didn't speak, and that was it.
I think your story's better.
Thank you.
They didn't even. No. Al's story's better. Because the idea that you guys didn't even speak the same language.
I didn't know that part.
That there was like this eye contact agreement is amazing. That's
so amazing. We did the thing, which we did the it's not the official sign language for take a picture where you motion that you're pressing down the button to take a picture.
So you didn't actually, so you don't know his name all these years later, right?
No.
Like you make a square with your finger, your thumbs and your index fingers and you push the button
down, by the way, Al, I think you'll agree with me on this. That's ideal. Who the hell wants to talk to anybody? Like, he was able to get the picture without the awkwardness of, hey, so where'd you grow up? Hey, what do you do? Like, you don't have to do any of that.
Would you invite him to your wedding if you got married?
Well, I don't know who he is. I'm not aware of. I didn't know his name that day. And
so, Craig got, like, in defense of Craig.
I told the story pretty accurately.
You got most of the story right.
I thought so.
Where you kind of effed it up was the idea that they became lifelong friends and they communicated. That's the part where you took liberties.
And the way he goes of age, as if there was some sort of liaison between me and the Filipino boy.
Well, I mean, I didn't meet the kid. I don't know how old he was. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you each take one picture of each other to bring back? Or am I wrong on that?
No, I don't have a photo of him.
Got it. Okay. And then in their second Arizona trip, I told Evan, you and I did not go to the game. We went to that massage colony thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Like those little wooden thatch huts or something like that, right?
Yes, yeah, and you bought me a massage.
That's right, because I was good like that.
And lastly, do you think that Fox puts all the stuff they don't care about on FS1?
Yeah, I just heard the audio of that. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah, I was busy taking my kids to school. I didn't hear that.
Yes. When did he wink at you when he said it, or no?
We made eye contact.
Can you send him a message for me, will you?
You got it.
Tell him it is neither appreciated nor appropriate.
Got it.
And he'll understand. He'll understand that. Okay. But listen, if I don't get to see you, have a great Thanksgiving. Okay.
And why is Wag Wednesday just the last one? December's like three Wednesdays before you go on break.
Oh, that's a very good. I may start taking Wednesdays off. I don't know. I was reading an article that the game's over. We win. Why go to work anymore? No, Tommy just didn't want to book anymore. I know we're doing a special holiday Wag Wednesday on the 21st. Oh, and by the way, the gal that's about to come on reminds me of the gal I set you up on a date with all those years ago, whose name was Isis. Remember that?
Oh, the Amazon, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she called herself, Isis, the Amazon.
Yeah, she was a wrestler or something, wasn't she?
She was a wrestler, but she had very poor choice in perfume. It really turned me off.
Yeah, so we did this thing. I think my idea was that we were going to film a pilot for Spike at the time.
Yes.
Yeah, Al was going to go on a date with Isis the Amazon.
I'm a big Isis guy.
And Spike greenlit it, and the Amazon said yes. Al was very upset about doing it.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, didn't you guys have a drink at the Trump Soho or no?
No.
We never did that, right?
No. I got out of all that stuff.
Yeah, but we were going to do like a dating show on Spike. And the first date was going to be Al Dukes and Isis the Amazon.
Yeah, I would have found it very awkward to walk into a public place with her. She was so much larger than me.
Yeah, no, like she's like the gal we're about to talk to. Hmm. Yes, very attractive, larger gal.
The gal you're going to talk to is like a very tall woman?
Yes.
And she's also big in a lot of areas.
She's apparently a large gal.
Yes.
Which I find very attractive.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, because I know, when I say large, I'm not meaning weight. I'm meaning like height.
Yeah.
Your theory of tall men dying early, does that also go for tall women?
That's a great question.
Yes. And by the way, at a shorter number, though, like women over 6'6 die young.
Oh, okay.
For men, it's 7 feet. 7 foot men, very few of them ever to see 80. So once you get to 70, it's almost over.
Right.
Which is just a fact. So, but anyhow, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Remember the message I gave you. And mm-hmm. I will talk to you tomorrow morning at about 3:15. How's that?
Okay, perfect.
Perfect for me, too. All right, talk to you later. All right, coming up.
You guys chat at 3:15 every morning?
We're both driving
That's
in.
That's adorable.
We're both driving in.
What do you guys talk about?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
There's nothing to say. I'm a big ISIS guy.
Does Evan really care who the Mets sign in the expansion draft? matter of fact, he does.
Expansion
draft. I don't know. I just made that up. Coming up, Jesse Switch from Canada, who is our next WAG Wednesday guest. Since Al Dukes is the best producer here, no offense, Tommy, you got to produce three more WAG Wednesdays. Next week, the week after that, and then the holiday special. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.